Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. And I'm so excited to be doing our positive affirmation shout out for today. And if you've been following us, you know that we are now on week 5, day 1, and our affirmation for the week is, my creativity is flowing consistently. And I'm just going to repeat that again. My creativity is flowing consistently. Okay, so I happen to believe that we are all children of God. Like, we are all either sons or daughters of God. And God, I believe that God made this whole entire world. And when you just look at all the different animals that are on the in the world, and the different plants and the different seasons and the different environments, whatever, there you can tell that God is a very creative God. He didn't want all the animals to be the same. He gave them each their own little strengths and weaknesses. And he didn't want all of his children to be the same. We all have our own strengths and weaknesses. And he sent us all down to bless the world. So just like God is creative, I think that every single one of us is creative. And when we were children, we all were super creative in our play. And we all had dreams and aspirations and hopes and just interesting things that we thought of. Like, I remember when I was little, I was little back in the 70s, right? So I remember waterbeds had just come into fashion, and I did not have a bunk bed, but some of my friends had a bunk bed, and I thought it was super cool that they had a bunk bed. But I also really loved my friends' beds who had a canopy bed too. And so I designed in my own little imagination and drew it out, a bunk bed, water bed, canopy bed. So you had a bunk bed that was a water bed on the bottom and had a canopy on the top, right? So that's just like an example of our creativity. And I know that when you were a child, like, you imagined different things and you created different things. And I'm sure as adults, you are also still imagining and creating. And so this week, it's all about creativity, which is super fun because creativity is one of those things that makes us happy. So I went to a class long, long ago. I love going to different classes and lectures. And one of the things that they were saying is that maybe one of the reasons why we have so much anxiety and depression in our lives is because so many of the things that we used to do, we farm out. For example, it used to be that people helped to make the meals in their family. And if you cook and you know that there's probably a joy that comes in cooking and seeing the finished product of your meal as opposed to eating out. Or they were saying that we now farm out massages where we used to you know, give our family members massages, and we farm out our clothes. Like, it used to be that so many people made their clothes, and now people don't. And I'm not saying that you need to make your clothes, or that you need to cook, or that you need to give massages. I'm not saying any of that. But I'm just saying that there is something beautiful in seeing a finished product. I remember my mom, who had 3 children, and I remember her saying to me, you know, you clean the house and it gets dirty, or you make a meal and it gets eaten, but you sew something and it lasts. Like, you have something that lasts. And so, whatever gives you joy in your creativity, I hope that this week you'll let yourself indulge in it. Whether you love woodworking, whether you love writing, whether you love coming up with a new hairstyle, like whatever it is that you love, I hope that you love yourself enough to let yourself create in that. And let's help our children be creative too. So our mantra for the whole entire week is my creativity is flowing consistently. And I know that we all have different problems in our life that we're trying to solve, right? And creativity helps with that too. Hold on just a minute. Facebook Live, really quick. She's upstairs. If you want to go upstairs. Anyway, Asia's here. We're watching one of our children are watching her baby. And we love her and we love her baby Ember. Ember just turned one, by the way. Okay, so the mantra for this week is I love myself more and more. Okay, so what a great way to start the week, right? Thinking how of worth we are, how important we are. We're so important. You are so important. There are things that no one can do like you can do. There are people that no one can touch like you can touch. Okay? So I just want you to know, I want you to take the time this week, especially today, maybe 5 minutes. Maybe 20 minutes. Like, I don't know how much time you want to devote to this. Maybe just come up with 10 things. But think about it. 10 things that you just love about yourself. And I don't care if the things that you love about yourself are the things that other people don't like. Like, other people don't have to like everything that we like about ourselves, right? Okay. So think about what that you're loving on yourself more and more. And as we're going into the holiday season, and I'm just guessing that probably a lot of moms or women are watching this because it seems like people tend to connect with who they are. But if you're a guy or if you're a child, we definitely welcome you to watch this too. But if you are a parent, we're going into the holiday season. And you know how sometimes busy and hectic, and sometimes even frantic, holiday seasons can be. So I think it's wonderful that right now in October, we are taking some time to love on ourselves and to nurture our own creativity. Okay, so you all know, if you've been following, that every single week we give you a new diffuser blend. And the diffuser blend for this week is 2 drops of bergamot, which is the oil of self-acceptance, and 2 drops black pepper, which is the oil of unmasking, and 2 drops of lemon, which is the oil of focus. Okay, so bergamot, I was not familiar with bergamot before I started to get into essential oils. Bergamot is actually a fruit. Okay, kind of like an orange, kind of a mini orange, but it's different than an orange, definitely. Okay, and y'all know black pepper. A lot of people use black pepper in your cooking, on your food. That's black pepper. And lemon, y'all know lemon. So this week we're diffusing bergamot, lemon, and black pepper. Bergamot and lemon are both obviously citrus oils, and citrus oils are known for their uplifting and just mood uplifting properties. You're gonna love it. And black pepper is known for how it helps to calm pain. So, and when your diffuser blends, obviously that would be helping to calm some emotional pain. So I think you're gonna love the diffuser blend this week. You all know too that every single week we do a song that we play throughout the week when we're kind of meditating on whatever it is that we want to meditate that day. And so the song for this week is Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. And you might know that if you're a big Disney fan, a big Fantasia fan, you might know that because it is the clip in Fantasia that has all those Pegasus flying down, and it's a beautiful clip. I did not know that that's just one movement. There's actually five movements in Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, and I cannot wait to hear the whole thing. The whole thing is just under an hour long, so I'm super excited to hear the whole thing this week. Okay, so I think. Oh, there's one other thing. Well, there's actually two other things I wanted to talk about. You know that I'm not Jewish, but I love celebrating Jewish holidays. And right now, going on, in 1990, in 2019, today is the oh, it's called Sukkot. It's basically the Festival of the Tabernacles, and you for a whole entire week, you kind of go, you hang out and you sleep in like a tent-like structure and or booth-like structure. And it's basically a week where you spend time connecting with family and friends. And so I don't know, it's kind of cold, so I don't know that I know I am not gonna be sleeping outside for a week. Maybe my boys will do that, but I'm not gonna do that. But I'm gonna really try this week to spend more family time with my children, connecting with them. And so that's one way that that's one thing I'm gonna be doing this week. Using my creativity to think of ways to better connect with my family. And I think that will just connecting with family always blesses everyone. Okay, and the other thing that I want to talk about is I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they just changed their youth program. Hold on, I want to get something. Okay, so they just changed their youth program. They just came out with this new booklet, and basically they used to have a program where they would have set goals that, people 8 to 11 would try to do and people 12 to 18 would try to do. And they were set goals, and they let you set some of your own goals, but for the most part it was pretty set goals. But they have just released this new program, and instead of them coming up with the goals that they want, they are letting you come up with the goals. The children pray about what goals they want to set, and they basically showing you. I'm going to give this book away to one of my friends, so I don't want to crease it or anything. But basically, the goals that they're setting are spiritual. The areas that they're setting goals on are spiritual, social, physical, and intellectual. Okay, just like the four different areas of your life. And so one thing that my family too is going to be doing, each of the children and as parents, we're going to be setting goals, some spiritual goals, some social goals, right? You got to have friends. Friends just make life happy. Some physical goals, because our bodies house our spirits. And so we want to treat our bodies as absolutely good as they can, because I believe that our bodies, like the scriptures say, are temples of God, right? And so we should treat them wonderful. And intellectual goals. So that's one of the things our family is going to be doing creatively, using our creativity this week. You can probably just get this online if you go to churchofjesuschrist.org. Okay, so that might be something super fun. You could probably download it, print it off, go there. Okay, so I am just as a reminder what we're doing today and this week. Today, our mantra for the whole week is my creativity is flowing consistently. And the mantra for this for today is I love myself more and more. And the music that we're listening to this week is Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, which is called the Pastoral Symphony. And the diffuser blend that we're diffusing is 2 drops bergamot, 2 drops black pepper, 2 drops lemon. And bergamot is the oil of self-acceptance. Black pepper is the oil of unmasking. And lemon is the oil of focus. Okay, I hope you go on to have a super creative day. And this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils Health Matters. And we can't wait you. Can't wait to talk to you again tomorrow. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.